The Anna and Raven Show.
People are putting up their Christmas trees much earlier this year. And how do you keep it alive? It's Anna and Raven. Jiro is the owner at Prianti Farms in Dix Hills. So, Jiro, have you found that you've already had a lot of people coming to pick up their trees this year?
It's been an earlier season than usual.
So what do you do to make your tree live longer?
Give it a fresh cut and make sure the water doesn't run out of the tree stand, because then it slicks over. And there's preservatives that you add to the water that keep the bottom from, they call it like waxing over or slicking over, so it keeps absorbing water. And keep it in a cool environment. Don't put it near the heat. You can put a humidifier in the room to keep the air a little humid.
I keep my lights on all the time. Is that bad for the tree? Because my husband says it makes it dry out faster. Well, but I'm like, they don't even give off heat.
Some of the lights do give off. It depends on what type of light it is.
Okay.
You know, I've already got my tree in the stand, and unfortunately, my wife has taken the last 3 days to let me know intensely how much the water is not being absorbed at this point. She says the tree's brand new, tree's not drinking anything. I said the tree came in full because it rained for a couple days before that. Is that totally fake, what I'm saying to my wife?
Well, it helps if, you know, if it was in a moist area, but you got to make sure it was given a fresh cut on the bottom, and then that you put it in water within a few hours, and the water never ran out.
Huh.
Yeah. This fresh cut thing. I just don't know if I took too long. You know, like
my
cut the tree down, then I took it home. Then I trimmed the bottom.
Then you're fine.
I don't know.
It's just full. It's full right now.
I'm just nervous.
It'll be thirsty tomorrow.
I mean, she's on top of this thing. She's got a finger in that bowl under it all the time.
Raven and his wife have returned trees many times.
So why would you tell him that?
Because you're psychotic for doing it. Have you ever heard of anybody returning their Christmas tree?
Over the past 30 years, we've been selling trees, maybe a handful.
No. See, Raven? All right, so what do you do with the trees that you don't sell at the end of the season? I call them the sad reject trees that are ugly and nobody wants.
We use them. The past few years, we sell down to just about everything. And then we just use them in the nursery as a wind barrier for our nursery trees and shrubs. Many, many years ago, we used to donate them, I think it was to the town of Northport, or one of the towns just actually bring them down to the beach to stop erosion.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Do you get sad when the trees grow up that you've seen become from a little sapling or whatever, grow up and then go off to prom? Does that make you sad? Or to college, right? You see those trees go?
I'll stand them up in the backyard and keep them for a while.
See that? You get close to them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What day does your tree come down? That's the big question. Is there a normal day that it comes down, or is it just every year it's different?
It's usually after Little Christmas, which is, I believe, sometime in early January.
Yeah.
Right. You wait till your wife tells you that one, too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes. We get
right.
it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, is that today? Great. I knew it. Right.
It's Jiro from Prianti Farms in Dix Hills. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.